I love these kinds of stories because they're just getting them all over the place. Waistlines continue to grow in the United States. Another crisis story here, ladies and gentlemen, from our old buddies at the Associated Press. The gravy train, make that the sausage, biscuits, and gravy train. Just keep on rolling. In most of America last year, 31 states showing an increase in obesity. Mississippi continued to lead the way. An estimated 30% of adults there considered obese, an increase of 1.1 percentage points when compared with last year's report. Indeed, the five states with the highest obesity rates are Mississippi, Alabama, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Kentucky, exhibit much higher rates of poverty than the national norm. Meanwhile, the five states with the lowest obesity have less poverty. They are Colorado, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont. I think you might then say that the obesity crisis could be the fault of government, liberal government. Food stamps, all those. You know, I'm going to tell you people a story. The government, you could say, is killing these people because we know obesity kills. And the government's killing the poor. The Bush administration is killing the poor with too much food. And so now we find out that there's obesity and all this amongst the poor more than amongst those who are not poor. It's sort of a textbook case of what happens when we let liberals have their way. I mean, for decades, all over the world, we've been beat about the head that there are hungry people out there, that they are starving. UNICEF? How many of you trick-or-treated for UNICEF? Did you trick-or-treat for UNICEF, Brian? We all did you? We all trick-or-treated. One of the biggest scams on the face of the earth. It was the scam was to get everybody loving the United Nations. The scam was to get everybody thinking the United Nations is feeding poor people. You remember all these stories? A dime a day will feed 20 kids in some outward place around the world. Is what happens when you let the left run things. We've been beat about the head. There are hungry people everywhere. UNICEF got it all started. We've seen the babies with the extended tummies, the walking skeletons, told that kids can't learn unless they're fed. We've been guilted into pouring resources on the problem. And now the latest crisis is that there's obesity among those who are impoverished. Because we are sympathetic, we are compassionate people. We responded by letting our government literally feed these people to the point of obesity, at least here in America. Didn't teach them how to fish. We gave them the fish. Didn't teach them how to butcher slaughter a cow to get the butter. We gave them the butter. The real bloat here, as we know, is in government.